What's up, guys?
Okay, so have you been aware that everyone's making a flow chart to how you and Nick became starters in this football game?
No, I wasn't aware of a flow chart, but I know this is what all you guys predicted back in the day was a Foles versus Keenum NFC Championship. So good job to all you guys that predicted that.
Is there a sense of pride, you know, that the underdog has, you know, made it to the Big Ten?
You know, I don't think in terms like that. I mean, are we proud of what we have accomplished? You know, heck yeah. Do we have more out in front of us? Heck yeah. So, you know, just like Coach said, what matters today is how we work, how we prepare today, and, you know, getting ready to beat the Eagles.
What stands out to you about Nick's short time?
First of all, Nick's a great guy. One of my best friends. Really, really solid guy. Great faith, great family. He's got great family. My wife and his wife are great friends. His entire family is good people. Great football player. Prepares well. Extremely talented. Big arm. He's really, really athletic too. So, I know he's got a lot of confidence, and I'm looking forward to playing against him.
What's it been like in your life since that throw just 3 days ago?
You know, it's been good. It's been a good couple of days. Tried to treat it as much like a normal Monday and Tuesday as I could. You know, there's a few more texts, a few more phone calls, a few more questions, a few more, you know, talking to you guys. But those are good problems to have. So, and really, they're not even problems. It's just, you know, something that you deal with.
Have you had? How many people have reached out?
I've had a bunch, man. I've had so many people that have been praying for me, have been supporting me, you know, that have reached out, that, you know, continue to reach out, and it means the world to me. I've got so many people from back home, from all over the country that, you know, I had somebody text me from South America, one of my friends that's deployed over there, and, I mean, it's cool, man. I got them everywhere.
Any notable former or current football players that have reached out?
Yeah, there was a few. I'll keep it to myself.
How would you describe the last 6 months of your football career in
NFL? I don't know. I mean, that's, you know, you're trying to get me to put it in perspective, man, and I'm going to wait till after the season to do that. You know, we got a lot of really cool things ahead of us, and, you know, there's a big challenge this week with the Eagles. So, you know, that's where my head's at right now.
Okay, so have you talked to Nick much during the season?
Yeah, we've talked during the season, you know, and just kind of kept up, and, you know, you watch the same film, you know, similar defenses that we played, or, you know, so you watch their film and what they've done. So we've talked some during the season.
Talked about how Des might end up leaving?
No, we didn't mention that. When I got here, it's hard to say. Off the field, a character, you know, and one that you love, man. And I've from the first meeting, you know, somebody you really like, and I've grown to respect and love him a lot. So, great player, and you know, he's a lot of fun to be around.
He's having another quarterback in the room, and Sam that used to practice against that defense every day. How much can that still help you kind of get ready for them?
Yeah, we have a great quarterback room, and really every week it's been, you know, a committee in there just talking through defenses, talking through our offense and how we want to attack opposing defenses. So it's been great all year, and, you know, it's continued this week already.
The fact that Sam has some experience with that team, does that still carry over, or has it been too long now?
Yeah, I mean, there's certain things that carry over. I mean, it's like every week we talk through different players that we've known, that we've played with or played against. You know, so there's always players that, you know, overlap and carry over. But yeah, I mean, it's a full 2 seasons ago, so it's been a while.
Case, I know you guys are, you know, trying to put Sunday behind you, but is there something you can bring with you with that near elimination experience that reminds you guys just how vital every second of the next 60 minutes is going to be?
You know, it's another experience, and you know, it was my first playoff experience, and, you know, it's something that I've said all year that I learn from every experience that I'm in, and I definitely learned a lot from that. I learned a lot from, you know, from the emotions I felt to how I, you know, handled it to how I prepared, and something that I applied this week and I'm continuing to apply to this next game.
It snowed quite a bit during that game. Safe to say your driveway was clean when you got home?
It was.
When you face a defense like Philly's with all that talent, does it change your approach at all in terms of when you decide to take a chance or when you have to go for it? And you kind of have to keep your same approach.
Yeah, they've got a great defense. I mean, they really, really do. You know, for us, you know, our approach changes every week based on the game plan. There's certain things that don't, like I've talked about, but for me, you know, making sure I stay within myself and, you know, make sure I follow the game plan and go along the lines with what Pat and Kevin and, you know, all the coaches have prepared for us.
Last couple for Case. What stands out to you about their defense when you look at the way that they approach things?
And overall, they're solid. You know, there's, you know, all 11 guys that they line up and even the guys they bring into play, I mean, they are all solid players. You know, hardly ever out of position. You know, always in position to make plays up front. I think, you know, really, really talented group, man. They disrupt the run and the pass really well. So, you know, we got our work cut out for us, getting the ball out and running the ball. So, you know, other than that, I mean, I could sit up here and talk about them all day. But, you know, you look at their stats and, you know, they kind of speak for themselves. They're a good defense.
You did. The former quarterback I talked to kind of compared your game to a point guard. He said he likes your game. He'd rather have a point guard who has, you know, 13, 14 assists and 3 turnovers than 5 assists and no turnovers. Just, is that an accurate characterization? Just talk about the fine line between, you know, being daring and not too daring.
Yeah, as far as the stats go, I don't know how you compare, you know, assists and turnovers in basketball to ours. But yeah, man, I mean, my job, I try to get the ball out of my hands and get it to the fast guys, you know, whether that's handing it off, throwing it, screens, whatever it is that we got to do, get it to the guys that can do something special with it. And doing it at the right time with the right placement and being smart with it, I think that's, you know, if that's what a point guard does, then, yeah, that's what I'll do.
Sounds good.
Thanks, guys. Next-